This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do.
Just before you take the pills, you put this on and drift away into the eternal sleep.
You know, I know a lot of inside baseball. You know, there was almost a military coup against Obama, and they killed a lot of people looking into it. This country's in a lot of deep crap. So we sit here and we see all this going on, and I just hope the public, while we joke around, I do it too. My audience gets mad when I joke around, but, you know, I'm going to go crazy if I don't joke around, because this is hardcore crap. And Dr. Pechenik, I really appreciate you coming on with us. I am worried, too, about Trump and sex operatives, because, you know, red-blooded American, his wife's beautiful, wonderful. Obviously, she's quite the, let's just say if she was a car, she's not street legal. So the point is, the point is that they're trying to destroy our great president. And you're right. There's a bunch of weasels in the hen house there. And we just hope Papa Wolf can deal with them. But seriously, what's the intel on Trump right now and the sex operative stuff? Because I am worried about that, you know.
What he's worried about is, Milo correctly said it, nobody cares whether he had sex or is having sex. That's not even relevant to his president.
Better be. I'm sorry, go ahead.
the only good thing Bill Clinton ever did was with that cigar. I mean, you're going to be president.
All right, let's stop. I apologize. It's Christian's show. Go ahead, Dr. Pechenik, sorry.
With all due respect, I think the real issue right now is there's a lot of pressure going on internally, as Milo said, and that is McMaster will probably have to leave, and hopefully they'll bring him into Fort Bragg or make his active duty command status enhanced or allow him to go somewhere else. At the same time, what we cannot afford, and that's a serious consideration, and that is John Kelly leaving. We cannot afford to have a military general.
By the way, you were right. That was a sophisticated psyop against Kelly that I was buying into when you straightened me out on it. Turns out he's been really good.
He has been phenomenal, and it wasn't something I tried to sell. It was something I was just trying to sell.
No, I make mistakes, so when I'm wrong, I'm going to admit it. Turns out Kelly, because I'm not used to like having access to the White House, so I don't get involved in all the fights wanting to have the access, and it's just so much intramural BS that goes on there.
Well, what happens is the person who has to go, and I've said it from day one, and I've said two things, and this is why your show is more important than you realize. It's very prescient. Number one, the person who has to go from day one, I said, is the Orthodox Jew, Jared Kushner.
And you said he's on the Chinese payroll, and now Mueller's saying, oh, not Russia, China, which is off his mandate, but you called it a year and a half ago.
Right, and I said that he has to go because he has a criminal offense against him. He knows he's received two loans from Bank Leumi in Israel and a major Israeli insurance company. Plus, he's on the ropes for $1.9 billion with the Chinese. The Chinese just threw out the company Ambang, and they took it over directly. In short, this is a criminal who's in the White House who has been incompetent, duplicitous, and totally dysfunctional. At the same time, we've had the civilian-military conflict, which was unnecessary. He cannot have a security clearance. We have a man who's literally absorbed all of the petty fights and continues to stay in there, John Kelly, simply because he serves our country. And so it is with General Mintz, and so it is with other generals. We will try to put in some other people like Vogel or Pompeo, who's director of the CIA, was number one at West Point, number one at Harvard Law. And we need this in the White House. Otherwise, we cannot exist on a second by second is
my. And it is true that McMaster, we've confirmed this, we broke it and it came out later. He just gets drunk and just shoots his mouth off like he's got a 70 IQ or something. So, I'm sorry.
on a list, you're correct. But from the day one, we had a problem with him, but we knew we had to move him out because of dereliction of duty. What we were waiting for was the temperance, the amount of time that was required to have Kelly stabilize the White House and at the same time see what happened to Porter and Landowski. Plus, I had...
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day.
Well, I tell you, Metallica knows how to say it. Out of my way. Satan, get behind me. CNN, behind me.
You're repeating yourself.
Milo, you've been a real champ sitting here while I freak out. I can't handle it anymore.
This is the best seat in the house. I get to see it firsthand. I get up close and personal. I don't have to watch it on TV. Are you kidding?
Well, reading this CNN thing, they say that I say no one died and that I bullied children.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, meanwhile, handpicked anti-gun zealots in the acting class, all this stuff. Spewing this, and then they're in a political world, and then they misrepresent what I've said, don't show it, and then are banning us on YouTube. InfoWars is two strikes away from being banned from YouTube. Well, they just did two more. So I guess we're going to get the word in one channel with billions and billions and billions of views, and all that work and all those archives and all those interviews, gone. And half the conservatives out there are like, good, stop taking over the whole internet, Alex, there'll be more room for us, not having no idea the shark is just took a bite out of me, now it's going to come eat them.
The two mistakes that conservatives are making, one is that they take you, if they take you out, there'll be more space for them. What they don't realize is that's literally not how an attention economy works. It's not how any economy works. You make the market bigger by being the leader, and you're huge, and there's still plenty of space to...
Elvis made rock and roll bigger. Led Zeppelin made rock and roll bigger, not smaller.
Exactly. It's not like you're the...
Rock and roll's dying because the music industry's killing it because the CIA decided to kill it.
It's not the only... you're not the only thing in town. It's not like you're the only thing on television and there's no room for anybody else. There are 100, 200 million Americans out there who don't have anything quite right to listen to because they either don't know about you yet or you're not to their tastes or whatever. But there is a gigantic market for regular high-quality conservative programming. If the more successful you are, the more opportunities there are for a Breitbart TV, for a Daily Caller TV. All of this comes with increased success at any of the people in the movement. They make the same mistake about you as they do about me. Take them out and maybe I'll get my shot. No. The stronger we are, the more likelihood that the also...
Exactly. And they don't get that it's a non-zero-sum game.
Exactly. And the other thing that they don't understand is, as you say, and as we discussed earlier in the show, they believe that there's a sort of cutoff point, that there's a dotted line beyond which they can throw people to the wolves because, well, the left is sort of right about them. They are a bit crazy. They are a bit edgy. They do go over the top. They don't have bow ties and nice manners, and they don't show up to their dinner party. So we'll let them go as a sop to the left, as a cost of doing business, and because we don't really like them anyway because they're more popular than we are. And then the left will stop at a certain point. The left will not stop at a certain point. The left will come for you next, and you will be the ones that, next it will be, it will be Breitbart, then it will be the whatever, whatever. And then all the way down the bottom of the food chain, the unread, unloved, but establishment-friendly Weekly Standard and National Review, they'll go last, and the left will be licking their lips while they take them. And all because these people didn't...
They'll be on their knees with no one else to help them.
And you do not have to believe or agree with any of what we say You just have to have a brain and realize that free speech is an absolute. You either stick up for it or you don't. And as soon as your values are compromised and you allow people who believe most of the same stuff you do and who are effective at spreading those messages to a different audience from yours, if you allow people who are allies, whether you like to call them allies or not, people who are allies in the service and the defense of freedom to fall, you will fall next.
And that's common sense historically as well.
Of course.
But, take this. Dr. Pechenik ran the Camp David Accords, the only good Middle East peace deal ever. He ran overthrows of governments. I mean, he gets called into federal court, stuff he says on the show, for, serious, stuff he's been involved in. So when he starts saying, this is fake, that's fake, I mean, look, they said that they were throwing babies out of incubators. It's made up. The point is that NORAD stood down on 9/11. I mean, we all know this. The 28 pages proves everything we said. The point is that Trump reportedly is straight shooting, trying to end all that. He's got all these agencies under him, trying to run Bay of Pigs operations to embarrass him. I mean, it's a nightmare situation trying to clean this country up. And we've kind of pushed the globalists out into the light to admit who they are now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a great positive. So I agree with Pechenik that we are moving into positive waters compared to where we were. But still, when you know the anatomy of the fraud, and you know these people are scum, it's like, you talk about the gross thing a girlfriend does, or in your case, a boyfriend or something, and then you just something clicks and builds up.
You get the ick.
And you're dumb.
Yeah.
This is like 10 trillion times that. I get triggering now as I get older. I get more OCD. I didn't used to be.
You get triggering.
I can't look at Brian Stelter. I have to make a joke out of it. I don't watch these Kepler shows that attack us every night and... I don't watch these shows and attack us. I can't do it. People are like, don't you know Homeland's all about you? They admit it. And I don't give a damn about, hey, X-Files episode's about you. I don't watch it. Because I'm sick of looking at this ugly head. The point is that, but if you think I'm sick of looking at me, man, I'm really sick of these people. I want them out of my life.
You should watch the X-Files. It's a very flattering portrayal. He ends up being a good guy.
That's what I heard.
Scully, sure. He's handsome. He's wealthy. Scully's got kind of a thing for him. And he's proven right in the end. I think Chris Carter's got your back on that.
No, Chris Carter says he's a listener and says I'm not a racist. No, he has a lot of courage. I'm not talking about myself. I'm saying the bizarreness of this huge war to misrepresent what we are, and then I can't even have a platform to respond, like you said, is cultural rape of the truth. And then I wonder, what's the end game? Because I know I'm not that important. They actually thought I was weak. That's like they thought Trump was weak. And that's why Hillary was like, oh, actually, give Trump the coverage and I'll beat him easier. And it backfired. They thought, like, oh, look, Trump likes Jones. That gave him bona fides.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even – they don't. What Pechenik's right, they don't know what they're doing. It doesn't make it any less scary that you've got Cuomo going, I'm allowed to read WikiLeaks at CNN. You'll be arrested. He doesn't even know how insane he sounds. So what I'm saying is – they're in power. They've got the money. They are crazy. They are inept. But what do we do? Dr. Pechenik, what do we do?
In defense of the CIA and rock and roll, remember Julius Copeland was in police, and that was the son of the deputy director of the CIA.
No, I know the CIA helped launch rock and roll, and then use, and then it was seen as too empowering, so they went with hip-hop in the 90s. I've been with people that have been in the meetings. I know you were involved in some of that. You want to talk about classification? Let's talk about government control of music. Go ahead.
I can explain something right now. Right now, while you're talking, General Kelly is going to make a decision within seconds or minutes of this show. Either he's going to allow Jared Kushner to stay in or he's going to throw him out. My bet is he's going to throw him out. Once Jared Kushner goes, we have another sequence of turmoil. But more importantly, if you look at the Google and let your people show it, the vulnerability of Google is huge. As I said to you, so was Fox when Disney took it over. What you have are vulnerable enemies trying to take you over because they can't defend themselves.
No. I know they're coming after us because we're kicking their ass up and down the street.
They don't have capability now. Google literally has problems with its cloud, the Gmail, with everything internally. If you just say to Anonymous, come on in and help us out and attack Google, watch what happens.
All right, then I'll say it. I'm not perfect, But we're under attack, and whatever happens to us is fine. But I want Anonymous to attack all the globalists. I want CNN, Anonymous, attack, legally and lawfully, of course. Go after these anti-free speech monsters and dogs of war peacefully and lovingly, nonviolently. Anonymous, help me. Help me. I'm weak. I told you the Jedi taking over. Sorry. Help! Help! Help me! Sorry.
We've lost him. We've lost him. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones has been retired to a padded room behind the studio.
It's an Emperor Palpatine joke. Killing me! I told you that.
Of course, in the padded room.
Think of this for a minute, Alex. Think for just something very simple. The amount of energy that you have, not only in one show, but in shows that you've done for 17 continuous years. I want to see anybody on CNN collectively have that kind of energy that you exude in 17 years.
Well, you're nice, but they're scripted vampires. Let's fit. Dr. Pachetti, you're awesome. Come back with us on the Sunday show, Monday show. You're wonderful. We'll come back and finish up with Milo. But a very positive transmission. Thank you, CNN. Thank you, CNN from Russia. CNN is on to me now.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America. We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. And I was just listening to some of the clips of Trump at CPAC. I was going to be playing these today. I was going to be all this amazing news to cover. And Milo's here.
Perfect plans.
And then, yeah, the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. And then it's CNN. CNN, we're trying to get Alex Jones banned on YouTube. He says no kids died in this video. And then the video's banned, and I didn't say that. Do you think I'm over? No, see, I made a big deal about when you got banned on Twitter. You're like, oh, big deal. Screw that guy, that flamboyant son of a bitch. You know, what the hell, man? They just banned him for saying he didn't like the Ghostbusters movie. That is super un-American. That is dangerous as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Well, it's an example of the tech companies and media companies linking up and coordinating in full force to take out the people they consider the most dangerous to them. So Twitter, which has notoriously opaque policies, will selectively enforce...
And the left says they own gay people, so you're a good-looking, smart, gay, libertarian-type guy, and they were threatened when you were getting your average video of 10 million views, so they've been trying to destroy it.
Right.
Which makes you a hero. Some of my listeners are super conservative, and I get it, I'm conservative, but I understand, I empathize, and I'm not like a Pharisee, okay? And so... I mean, you didn't back down. You were patient zero for the destruction of free speech, man. If people don't support you, they're idiots.
Well, thank you. But you know, what these technology companies will do is apply their own rules selectively, only to punish conservatives. And then the media can use something Twitter said about you, like we banned him for targeted harassment, to then accuse you of being a harasser. Well, no evidence was ever provided that you harassed anybody. It was just that Twitter banned you and gave a reason.
And CNN says, I said no kids died, which right. is horse manure.
Well, that's an extra layer. That's an extra step. The extra step, you know, the social networks will enforce some bizarre, ill-defined rule, and ever after, you have been branded a harasser.
And again, remember journalism where they show what you said, a quote? No quote, no video.
No quote, no video.
There's a secret video that's disappeared, and he said it, and he's gone.
The video's not there anymore, and you can't see it, and we're not showing it to you, but trust us what it said, you know.
No, and here's the thing. I should be able to say that if I wanted to. There's courts and lawsuits.
Here's the thing. Even if you'd said
But I didn't. I don't think that.
Even if you'd said it, who cares? The person who has to stand up for that, the person who has to justify that, the person who will bear the responsibility for that, the consequences of that speech... It's you.
And now they've got families, I'm told. We got the clips weighing in going, we're sick of Jones. How dare him say kids didn't die in Florida.
Right.
But I can't respond. I'm not allowed to talk about it. It's bullying. But
this is what's going to happen. You know, we're talking about platform segregated audiences versus in the old days where people would just get the New York Times and all the news would come from the New York Times. These days you have an audience that's segregated by platform, people who prefer to get their news from specific places online. If they start lying about you on YouTube, your YouTube audience will never hear the correction. They will never.
That's why folks have to come to InfoWars, and it's crazy. When we're under the most attack is when I don't plug. When we have the biggest events and the biggest audiences, when I don't, I'm an idiot. I just need everybody to, we've got products. I need you to go there and commit to the First Amendment and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. It's not a sales tag to keep saying last day of the sale. I've been so busy trying to launch the TV satellites, all the stuff we're doing, trying to hire the new crew and hire extra people and launch more shows and develop new broadcasts and talk to radio and TV stations that I haven't come up with a new special on the toothpaste, on the Ickerman, on the Cell Force, on the Brain Force. We're talking 53% off on Cell Force. We're talking 50% off on the fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine and colloidal silver fortified. The reason, what I do is I do big sales, but then when something's about to sell out, it's not coming in for a few months, I'll leave it back at full price and make some money we need to fund the operation. I get so busy that I don't. A lot of this, these sales will go until Monday, but some of them have to end because it's about to sell out. So when I tell you this stuff, it's not a tactic. Oh, the sales been extended. I haven't been so busy. I haven't gone and looked at inventory and what we've got and what's come in. We've got two new products that have been in for a month. I'm so busy, I have not even cut ads for them because I have a true lust for information and the news instead of the plugging in the products, which I do have a lust for high-quality products, so you can see that. InfoWarsStore.com, I need you to go there. I need you to buy the products. You've been doing it. I love you. I appreciate you. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, I'm like a dog in a fight. Dogs like to fight. And I've got ears bit off and eyeball hanging out. And I love it. I'm just chomping and biting and everything. But you know what? I need a blood transfusion. We're all roll over. And maybe that's the good roll over, eyes point at the sky, and I'm in Valhalla. So I'm just saying, you all get it. So just, you flood me with money. I will, then all my stress at defeating them and the lawsuits and the harassment and the black op teams and the PIs and all of, which by the way is all enjoyable. It's kind of fun for me. It's like a video game. You do that and you just go, George Soros, you're blocked. Alex Jones physically isn't protected and spiritually is under attack, but at least when it comes to temporal finances, the free market still has some voice and trumps you. So I need you to play your ace of spades. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. The enemy is openly saying they want to ban us. The enemy is already demonetized us. They've already cut our YouTube videos down from, the average video 300,000, the average video 30,000, literally. But doesn't matter because, and here's some of my big frustrations. I'll continue on. Hagman's awesome. He should stay with us, but I need you to get into banning coming up. I've got to say this, though. I don't like giving out. I'm so truthful that I give out the intel. And when Paul pointed out we were beating everybody, they ran that headline everywhere, and they said, "Oh, it's true. He is. They are beating us." And that's what. And I've given out so many secrets that their corporate people haven't even figured out. But I want to tell the audience what's going on. But then I noticed that I think they're as smart as I am, or smarter. But they're actually not that smart, Myla. And that's why I don't want to actually sit there and tell people some of the stuff and where we're winning and what's going on and what we figured out, because then they figure it out and they go targeted. Does that make sense?
I've been through exactly the same thing. It's a real struggle because you're saying to your audience, look, we are on attack on so many fronts. They are making it so expensive and complicated for us to just exist. But once you give specifics about some of the attacks, other people can replicate them. Other people can join in on the assault. It's like Breitbart never mentioned the Sleeping Giants attack because they didn't want to draw more attention to it and have more people, whatever. Which was smart. Unfortunately, it seems to be working anyway. And they got like 4,000 advertisers to withdraw from Breitbart. I keep bringing that example up because it's the best one I know and one people will have heard of. You and I, in our respective organizations, in our careers, are under assault on like 50 fronts at once all the time. And it's designed to wear you down. It's a war of attrition designed to exhaust you.
Exactly. And our listeners,
and emotionally,
if they just flood us with prayers and support and finances, it literally, people always use the word literally, it literally just... Instead, I don't want to be worrying about money. I need to be attacking the enemy at the main guns. Speaking of the devil... You've got your new book coming out. They are vitriolically trying to celebrate your destruction. And people ask, why is that? Okay, fine, he's a good guy, but whatever. Good Lord, we're all going to go to hell, that devil Milo on. The point is, you are a guy that has courage. And you know what? I'm not saying you're silly and ignorant, like the quote from Full Metal Jacket. Joker's silly and ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough. You're not silly and ignorant. You're a smart guy. But you're effective. They fear you. People need to go to dangerous.com, pre-order the new book. And we'll talk about that when we come back with Doug Hagman, who's a total angel, and who's awesome and so smart, and lets me run over to the fourth hour that he's been preparing for days to cover. So he'll be joining us straight ahead. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, we have a lot of great hosts that come and contribute to InfoWars, but Doug Hagmann is one of my favorites. I've been listening to him for 10 years on Coast to Coast or longer, 12, 14 years. And then he has his own great show and just the production and everything. But I'd hear a lot of the stuff you talk about, and I didn't disbelieve him. It's just I've learned I love people that really have sources, and it's not BS. Mm-hmm. And he's got such incredible sources, and he's a real tripper, because I ask him to come to the show once a week, and half the time I take it over. But I have talked to Doug, and I've had a bunch of family stuff go on, because of the behind-the-scenes stuff they're doing. I'm not complaining. It's just unbelievable. I want to develop him doing a nighttime show. We've talked to you about doing a show. But Doug is just amazing. He's such a humble guy as well. And he's here with us now, and I wanted to pick his brain. He's supposed to be hosting the whole hour about the intel we're getting, the attempt to kill the president last week we got from high-level sources. And I mean, these are real sources. But then the sledgehammer of, and I didn't see it. You don't see the attack when you're not involved in it. The intel's rolling in. ABC News, CBS News, NBC News, Kepler and Comedy Central. They're saying we said nobody died at the shooting, and they're saying I attacked children. And then they don't show a clip. So they're not just trying to ban us off YouTube, and CIA Anderson Cooper will play this Kepler clip in a moment. They're making their move, and then it all clicks, and I get embarrassed because I'm supposed to be on top of stuff. But, yeah, you get tomorrow's news today a lot of times here, but sometimes we are the news after we get run over. Mm-hmm. They have announced with News Corp and with Time Warner, they're taking the Internet over. They're ending free speech in the next year. Everyone's site will be not allowed on any major platforms, period. And they're saying InfoWars is the... And I saw this in the Wall Street Journal a week ago. I didn't believe it. A week and a half ago. And now CNN is saying, we're filing complaints to ban InfoWars. They bullied children and said no one died. And then they won't show the video or the quote. And now that it's all flooding in. They're shutting our channels down right now. And it's all over the news that I said no kids died, and they won't show the clip because it didn't happen. I mean, this is quantum leap fake news, Milo. This is quantum level.
And it's another level from what they've been trying over the last couple of months.
So, exactly. So I appreciate you staying late, and I apologize five times to Doug Hagman for running over. He's a champion. Doug, I'm just poleaxed. I'm not being a victim here. I'm shocked by the level of the brazenness, because they go in the Wall Street Journal, we've decided to start with InfoWars, the takeover of the Internet, where only big corporations can be seen. We're going to say they're all Russians, and we'll make billions more. And then a week later, it begins, and it's all based on law. I mean, I've read history books about the Soviet Union, the Nazis and stuff. They were child's play, but they're being rejected. No one's buying into it. It's just so epic. Doug, what do you say to this, my friend?
Well, Alex, thanks. And Milo, big fan. You know, something that, as I listen to you and I'm hearing what you're saying, I thought of a good friend of mine, Coach Dave Dobemeyer, and he had told me a number of years ago, the truth becomes hate speech to those who hate the truth. And that is so true today. The fact that they are attempting to shut you down, that they're trying to shut us down, they're trying to silence all conservatives. We're in a war.
We're in a war. We're under attack.
Absolutely. And the very thing that's happening to you has been happening to us and is happening to us. Everything that we say on our show, that I say, for example, on the various shows, including your platform, I see contemporaneously in lawsuits filed against me. I've got to defend against lawsuits, frivolous lawsuits for defamation and everything else. Lawfare is unrestricted. The abuse of process within the court system, it's just beyond anything that I've ever seen before. It's ratcheted up now, and now we've got to essentially go on the offensive. And I'd like
to say, Pachinik's right. He used to run the overthrow of governments. We got to start hitting hard. I mean, I'm just not somebody that goes out and assaults people politically, but I'm very good at it. I'm going to take the gloves off. How do we take the gloves off, Doug? And I want to ask Milo.
Well, I think what Milo said, I think it's vulnerability or the vulnerable enemies there. We've got to rally the troops, I guess. That's the only way we're going to survive in this. We've got to stick together. We've got to just circle the wagons and
rally the troops
together. You know, that's it. Otherwise, we're going to hang separately, you know, the old saying. So we've got to work together to fight the censorship, I believe, because if we don't do it.
I mean, they're communist cops. They say kill cops. We can't even send reporters to the Capitol. Communists with guns won't let them go in. I mean, it's just, and the cops, the local cops, these are groups that want to kill them, say, sorry, Alex, we can't help you. We've been told not to. I mean, I'm pissed, man.
The good news is that the vast majority of the American public does not agree with what they're doing, whether or not they share your politics.
I agree. I'm just realizing we're in the middle of, like, the Bolshevik Revolution, but it's globalist. If we don't recognize this, like the Russians didn't recognize it up front, we're done. Because I know we think we're winning and we got some things going with Trump, but, man, I think we've just mobilized the scum, and then we realize we are up against true filth.
Yeah. I mean, I just had to postpone a talk in Phoenix that was supposed to happen tomorrow. The reason I'm able to stay an extra day
with you. I remember they canceled it.
The reason I'm able to stay an extra day with you is that my talk in Phoenix has been postponed because Antifa found out the promoter, found out the venue, showed up at the guy's house, threatened his girlfriend, papered the street, said they were going to call and call and call and harass everybody involved, everybody associated, because they're trying to make the prize targets the most dangerous warriors. They're trying to make them untouchable, so you can't do business. You know?
Exactly. So what do we do, Doug? I mean, I'm not a... I don't want to spill their blood because they're cockroaches. I just don't know how long the president puts up with this, how long we do. I'm ready for the military to go in and arrest... Because they've all arrest everybody that's on the Chinese payroll. I'm ready, man.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on this. We've got to fight back. We cannot show any signs of weakness whatsoever, in my view anyway. We can never settle, whether it's in a lawfare venue, we can't settle. We cannot settle for anything but full frontal
assault. Attack at the White House. Sorry. Secret Service, no law enforcement injured. Somebody tried to attack the White House. I'm sorry. There's so much breaking news. Fake this up, guys. Secret Service, no...
It's very clear. It looked like she was trying to drive up that driveway on the southwest side of the White House, which enters the complex here for people who are coming in to either work here or members of Congress will come in through that entrance as well and drive into West Executive Drive to come into the White House. We don't know why she was trying to get in there or if it was some sort of accident or medical condition. We're trying to find that out for you, Sean.
May just be a person off their medication or diabetes, who knows, or maybe a jihadi attack. Sorry, Mr. Hagman, go ahead.
No, that's an important story. I think, look, the war is on right now, and it's on against you and I. It's on against everyone, every conservative out there, every truth teller out there. And, of course, I'm not sure I can even add to what you and Milo had said. This is an incredible environment in which we find ourselves. And I think we need to fight back, but we need to do so in a very intelligent, very precise manner. And we cannot allow ourselves, I think, to get too far off the mark in terms of how we fight. We can't show our hand. We cannot. I like what Milo said. The fact that if we give too much information out, the others can replicate the attacks. What works, what doesn't. The louder we yell about things, you know, it's
exactly. So the bottom line is, we are dealing with real authoritarians in open calls to ban us. That has not happened before, and they're trying to do it right now, and are doing it. I mean, all I'm saying is, we have to, the listeners, what you said, rally the troops. If people don't recognize this as the biggest assault on free speech in U.S. history, I mean, this is
The problem is that the various branches of the left, all of whom cover for and advocate for each other, the worst, most violent bits, Antifa, are excused by the leftist establishment and funded by the same leftist donors who fund the leftist.
CNN and others say, Antifa, it's okay to be violent to somebody.
Almost unprecedented. And my worry is we're all out of here saying we hate violence, we hate the violence of the left, we hate violence in response to ideas and speech. All we want is to be able to express ourselves. I don't know how long this country can bear being under that much oppression and authoritarianism.
Now we're armed to the teeth, son.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Doug Hagman's riding shotgun with us. You got Milo Yiannopoulos here. Patient zero for being censored. They said he was a test case. Now for the next huge total internet takeover. I mean, I'm not just saying they're announcing the end of the free internet. They have all these fake debates about net neutrality. We had net neutrality before. Obama came in to take over the internet, gave liability protection to the big telecoms and big computer companies and big social networks to censor. Then Trump wasn't for that and repealed it, but now it's nebulous, and Rupert Murdoch is when I say crawled, I don't want to be gross, but I mean, the only brown nosing is one thing. We're talking about like a possum. You ever seen a possum go on a dead cow on the side of the road? I mean, I'm not saying Trump's a dead cow. If Rupert Murdoch could be crawling up the rear end of the president, he would be doing it. And I say that to troll people, but daily conversations, okay? Murdoch is just groveling now when he was a Hillary supporter. And so I'm in this nightmare position where I know Trump's good. I know he's awake. I know he's involved. But these are the people wanting to censor him. They already tried to take Fox leftist. It failed. So they went back to what made him successful. And now Disney's taking it over. And Murdoch is in the news with his CEO going, newspapers are going to do great because we're going to shut everybody else down and you'll only be able to get our feeds on the internet now. And I'm like, what in Hades? And then Google is taking directives from Murdoch and his CEO because now they have right-wing cover. So I'm saying the knives are out, folks. They're carving the Christmas pig up here. And I don't just say this, oh, it's all of you. They're going to get all of you. I don't even care about me. Okay, I'm a little bit fatalistic. I have this mission I have to carry out. I'm not going to give up, but I'm not suicidal. I want to live forever. But at the same time, it's kind of like a job to be honorable and work hard. And I'm just telling you, they've incrementally censored, diddled, manipulated, this and that, that band over here. But now here it is. We're taking over. Blah! And it's here. So asking Milo, asking Doug Hagman, Doug, if you'll come on Sunday, I want to get you on with me, the Sunday show. I don't know. We need to freak out. We need to check in with the head cut off. And then Target. But I'm just letting the listeners know, this is history book stuff. I keep saying that, Milo.
Yeah. No, it is. And this is an example of one of those moments in time where regime change, if you like, happens quietly and slowly and almost while nobody is noticing. The incremental erosion of rights in America has started to accelerate in the last 5 or 10 years. The assaults on the First Amendment, the assaults on the Second Amendment, the voices who are calling attention to those assaults being snuffed out on social media. I think it's relatively unprecedented in a large, free, democratic nation for all of the institutions in that country, the academy, journalism, the media, the entertainment industry, politics, everyone.
That's what it is to see them all involved in criminal activity and lies. It's like it hurts you, not for you, but the sense of justice. It's like, Jesus, my country's this overrun? I thought I knew how bad. I thought it was a few controllers.
But this is why you're upset. It's why you get upset on the show. It's why you speak with such forcefulness. Because the thing that really upsets you and produces general outrage, not the kind of outrage you see on Twitter, but real outrage, is a sense of injustice, a sense of unfairness. And when you see these various powerful, massive, interconnected organs of American society militating against some of the only people who are...
And taking radical...
It produces an indignation because you feel the injustice, and so does the public. That's why they voted for Trump.
Exactly. And even though they're oversampling up to 15 points for Democrats, he's at 50%. That means 65. Yeah. What are they going to do, Doug? I guess this is their desperate act because, I mean, openly going at Hitler-level censorship, people overuse Hitler. This is Hitlerian. To do this is a bold move, Doug.
Yeah, and my question to both of you conversationally here is can we play by the rules? What are the rules?
They're always changing.
And if can we afford to play by the rules? Because if we do, we're going to be silenced anyway.
And that's it. So you just said it. They're forcing us to really do. They think they're nasty and dirty because they get into that. Good people don't like to use those weapons, but we're the masters of it. So is that what you're saying?
This is why conservatives typically don't succeed in culture war fights, because they know how to fight dirty and because they're honorable, they choose not to.
Yeah, well, I'm not doing this to be threatening. I think I'm going to go ahead and access the dark side. No, I'm not going to do it. Doug, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Peel back the fake face minority minority report style. Like, Mission Impossible.
Yeah, I'm going to be nice. Doug, it does trigger parts of the brain. Go ahead, Doug.
I'm right there with you. Look, I don't know what the answer is. I do know that we're all, again, as you said, not to rehash this, but we're all under attack. We've been under
attack. We're in a corner, and we're not going to roll over like people in Nazi Germany. You sons of bitches, you're about to get it. Feel mud, all of you people. Just, that's who's behind all this. Sorry. Go ahead, Doug. I apologize.
No, don't apologize. I feel the same way. I really do. And the way I'm looking at this is attempting to formulate some sort of a response. Because when you shout and no one listens, when you call 911 and no one comes, what do? We're being forced in that corner. And again, I go back to that statement, the truth becomes hate speech to those who hate the truth. What are they trying to silence? What are they so afraid of? Are they that afraid of us? And I do say they are. They're that afraid of the truth coming out.
Because we're promoting the American dream.
Right.
It's interesting you say that, actually, when you call 911, it's 999 in England, so it always gets messed up in my head. 911, which is what you have here, when you call and nobody comes, the American people have seen the corruption of law enforcement. You know, people coming to hear my college talks and the police standing down and allowing Antifa to do $500,000 of the damage to Berkeley, $100,000 of the damage to the college. They've seen the people employed, paid, who were supposed to be dedicated to keeping the public safe, stand back and let people get beaten up and pepper sprayed to protect the feelings of leftists. They've seen, literally...
My feelings are hurt. I'm going to hit you in the head with a bike lock.
And that, of course, was a professor. It was a member of the faculty at Berkeley in a black mask with a bike lock.
And he's a little, here's the thing, I'm not against betas. But he's a little beta rat trying to be an alpha male. And then alphas sit back because we're confident. I think what Doug's getting at is, what does the big dog, fat dog, get off the porch?
When do you, it's sort of you get nipped by little minnows so many times, you know, sooner or later you have to bat them away in some fashion.
But I had a top globalist off record tell me, he goes, Alex, you think all these nicks make people wake up? That's because you should join us. You're awake. He goes, the public is going to become conditioned and evolve to accept this. Mm-hmm. And I just can't believe humanity's crap.
I think there's a spirit in human beings, a need for freedom, a desire to express themselves. And I think the First and Second Amendment, this country has been so successful because it's founded on principles that are innate to the human spirit.
That empower individuals.
Exactly, which is what... We're defending
classic Americana, and they're openly pushing classic tyranny. And how is it not clear, Doug?
It should be clear to every thinking American. The problem is we don't have enough thinking Americans. We don't have enough people, I think, that care enough. You know, it's almost as if not enough people have yet been affected by this. The silent majority. I really believe there are a number of great people out there. The majority of people in the United States are great people. They're freedom-loving people.
But they're too humble to take action because they think taking action is arrogant. No, it's survival. Awaken and take action now. Sorry, go ahead.
That's right. No, you're exactly right. But we've been playing too nice. We've been playing by a set of rules that keep changing that we really don't know what they are. So now I think we have to become more offensive to get the truth out there. We have to demand accountability of our officials. I know that sounds like some sort of a trite statement, but
no. But if you march down to the congressman's event or woman's event, if you go to there, and it's not just my one reporter being attacked by 15 guys with guns, and the police look on. And I actually had to call the military off, actually, almost. That's insane. The military is not going to pump this much longer.
It does seem to me that libertarians and conservatives in this country are going to have to do what they've typically been squeamish about doing, which is showing out en masse in public to protest it.
I've watched Antifa punch somebody. When they hit back, they complain. It's like, you're supposed to, this is my video game. I'm supposed to kick your, no, I'm going to break your jaw, brother.
Yeah. But, you know, conservatives, you know, libertarians, Republicans, whatever, have typically been reticent to show out in large numbers on the streets. Protesting is a left-wing thing, right? The Women's March, all the rest of it. Seems to me that that we need to put that aside now.
And no, I agree. America is in an emergency, is in a civil war. They're trying to shut us down online. I agree. That's the answer. I'm hitting the streets now every day.
That'll be exciting.
All right, Milo, I appreciate you coming into town. Dangerous.com. Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com. Doug, we love you. Thank you for coming in and letting us hijack the broadcast.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a
single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm so excited. The new product.